Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis, from The Fertile Mind. This week, we're looking at the final myth of the seven deadly myths that stop us having more peace, resilience, and flow in our mind and our life and our bodies. They often lead to having more fear, anxiety, and distress. Things that cause tension into our body, which is not great when we're trying to get pregnant. This week's myth is that you have to strive to get what you want in life. Surely things can't be easy. Surely if it was this easy, it would happen by now. But I want to know it's possible to get pregnant and to create success in your life with far greater ease and well-being. So let's look at this myth and begin to unpack it and help you bring more ease and success into your life. Remember to subscribe to get updates for future episodes and to get listening to the backlog if you've missed any previous episodes. If you enjoy the podcast, please do rate it. It helps other people find it and other people feel supported on their fertility journey. Loving you. Last kind of deadly myth I want to talk about is that we have to strive towards what we want, in our life. We think if there's something we want in our life, we've got to push and strive and battle to achieve it. There's generally kind of three approaches to life. This is not true, it's just a model sometimes I share to make the point that when we strive towards what we want or we think we need, maybe it is the promotion or the bigger bank balance or the bigger house or the relationship or whatever it may be, we're putting all our power into something outside of us, the physical world. We're putting our happiness and our contentment, the power for that into the physical world, because we're basically saying, I'll be happy, I can relax, I'll be fulfilled when this happens or if this happens, something in the physical world. And often that striving is based on fear of not getting those things. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve things, to have goals, aspirations, they're great. But if we think those things will give us a psychological well-being, that's living life outside in. It doesn't work that way. And the fear of not getting those things kicks in. And that fear actually prevents us from operating our best, being our best, seeing new opportunities. That fear clutters our mind and prevents us from having clarity and being true, having true access to all the resources we have to create that thing with far greater ease and well-being. There's nothing wrong wanting to have that goal, but realizing it's not a psychological need, it's an aspiration, it's a choice. You hold it lightly. On the other hand, you hold the fact you know you're okay in this moment. And it's the creative energy between the two that moves us forward. Another approach to life is, which is quite popular nowadays, is the law of attraction. And you just think it through. Just think what you want and manifest in your life. Two things about that. One is it puts all the power into this metaphysical energy behind life. And don't get me wrong, I believe there's a metaphysical energy behind life. There's a loving, creative energy behind life that wants to bless us with amazing things. But most people, when they do that law of attraction, they're striving through thinking. The fear of it not happening is there, and they're striving, and they're putting all the power outside of them. I believe it's the third way. The third way is to recognize that there is this energy behind life that's loving and creative and divine, and we don't truly understand it. And that energy behind life is our source of love. It's our source of life. It's the design behind life that enables life to hang together, that enables
the miracle of birth to happen. The man was a cut to heal itself. Enables an apple seed to become an apple tree, to bear more fruit, to create another apple pip. That cycle of life. That energy is loving and creative. We're made of it. We're part of it. And we co-create our life with it. We co-create our life with it. Sometimes we've got a goal or something we're wanting to work towards. It's built on fear. That fear or those thoughts prevent us from seeing different opportunities to get there, different ways of getting there. They prevent us from operating at our best. So that fear actually prevents us from getting there sometimes. When we know we're okay in this moment, whatever happens, we're going to be okay. We have the freedom to create our life from a place of ease and well-being. And we're far more likely to create those things from that place of ease and well-being. A place, because it's creation, it's very difficult to create anything from a place of fear. So imagine a sculptor creating a sculptor, an artist painting a picture. If they're fearful about it, they're not going to create their best masterpiece. They're not going to go flow and be creative and feel the energy of it and just explore what's going to come from their hands and their talent and their vision and their feelings. Fear kind of shuts us down. Fear limits us. We know we're okay. We have more expansive opportunities. And the final myth, I said the final myth, I think I missed one. The true final one is, and it comes, touches on the questions that are coming, how do we get rid of the fear? It's recognizing where our well-being comes from. That our well-being is within us, we're born with it. We're made of that energy of life. That whatever happens, we're going to be okay. Whatever happens, we're going to be okay. That's our source of well-being. You see it in young children. They don't do anything to be okay. They just are okay. And if they get upset about something, they go back to being okay without doing their affirmations or their mindfulness or their journaling. It's just innate within us. It's a self-correcting system. It's a self-correcting system. So when we're feeling fear, anxious or sad, we don't have to be afraid of it. It's not about never feeling it. It's never the feeling that's the problem. It's never the feeling of fear that's the problem or the feeling of sadness that's the problem. It's never our anxious thinking that's the problem. It's our thinking about our thinking. Or it's the feeling about the feeling that causes the problem. It's the meaning we apply to that feeling. If we could know, okay, I'm feeling fearful right now, full stop. And know it's not about anything in your life. You've got some fearful thoughts passing through. That's okay. Nothing to be scared of, nothing to be afraid of. It just moves on. In its own time, just moves on. And we can realize that the roller coaster of life goes up and down, but there's still this loving divine energy supporting us and taking us in the direction towards happiness, peace, joy, fulfillment. That's what the energy is doing, carrying us towards everything we want. Another question's coming. It's hard to be okay without a physical satisfaction. I'm not quite sure. Someone said it's hard to be okay without physical satisfaction. I'm not sure that's actually true or not. I can remember the time my father died. I felt immense grief. But underneath that grief, I knew I was okay. I knew this would pass. I knew that, yeah, life's going to be different without my father, very different. But it doesn't mean I'm going to feel this sadness for the rest of my life. So yes, I felt sadness. But underneath that, I could still know I'm okay. Still know I'm okay. So I believe it is possible to feel okay, even though you've got some negative experience in that moment. When we understand what's creating our human experience, we don't have to be scared of it. We can still know we're okay. Because it's not about us. It's not who we are. And it's not our life. It's not our future. It's not our past. It's our thinking about all that stuff in that moment. And thinking comes and thinking goes. So yeah, I felt immense grief, but I could still feel, you know what, underneath it, I'm still okay. Still okay. This will pass. And it's not a reflection on how life's going to be in the future. Yeah, life's going to be different without him. Very different. But it doesn't mean it's going to be worse. But in that moment, we feel sad because we think it is going to be worse. That feeling of grief is that we think life is never going to be as good as again because we're missing that person and we're missing all the memories and everything they give us and the love they give us. But that is our kind of perceptual reality in that moment through thought. So I do believe it's possible to have these negative experiences, grief, fear and pain, but still know we're going to be okay. Which means we can ride the dip of the roller coaster, knowing that it's going to come back up again at some point. And knowing that even while we're down there, there's this loving divine energy of life carrying us in a beautiful direction. It's a great question. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm just going to pause and just checking in any other questions that come in before I share how you can explore this even deeper. This is quite a big, well, it's a paradigm shift in psychology. It's a big shift in psychology where once we thought the world was flat and now we know it's round, we really believed the world was flat and we really believe that our feelings are caused by, excuse me, our circumstances. It's a big mind shift to realize actually it's the other way around, that we're only ever feeling our thinking. It's not coming from the outside, but it's a inside out. That's how life works, inside out, not outside in. And this is like riding a bike. The more we understand this, the more stable we are. The more we understand balance, the more we understand balance and gravity, the more stable we are on our bike. We can go down curbs and someone tries to push us, we can stay on there. And it's an experiential kind of journey. The more we understand how our mind works, the deeper our connection to our innate well-being, the more kind of emotional stability, emotional resilience we have, the more we can know that whatever happens in the future, we're going to be okay. Where this roller coaster of life goes, we're going to be okay. Which means we can relax more on the journey. Thank you.